This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Friday, and so we are here to review the week. We being me, the Duggar, along with Jen Jen and Victoria. I haven't come up with a nickname for Victoria that she likes. I have to have her.
I haven't heard any suggestions.
Really?
Let's see. Vic, what are you suggesting?
No, Vic wouldn't work. I like to call Jennifer Jen Jen. when you were a kid, were there nicknames your parents or your family had for you? Because Victoria is what you like, but there must have been some sort of nickname for you. We all have nicknames.
Well, yeah, when I went to kindergarten, my teacher started just calling me Vicky, and my mom just did not like that. And so I went home and said, Mom, she's calling me Vicky. And so my mom said, okay, no, if she needs to shorten your name, then just have her call you Tori. So I was Tori when I was little.
Tori!
And then,
like Tori Spelling.
Okay. But actually, it's funny because I interviewed Tori Spelling once, and I said, oh, you know, Tori was my nickname forever. And she said, you know, she said, I my name is Victoria, but I can't get away from Tori. And I said, I know, I had the same problem. I said, luckily, I was never on 90210, so I was able to change my name and fly under the radar. So
luckily, it would have been good for you if you'd been on 90210. That's it.
I would have needed a time machine a little bit, but sure.
Melrose Avenue, yeah, right. What was that show called? Melrose Avenue?
Melrose Place.
Melrose Place, that was it. Yeah. Wasn't she on that, too? Was Tori Spelling on that?
I don't think so. I think her dad was the director-producer, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. His house that he built and his wife sold after he died for $46 million is like an earshot from where I am here in Bel Air. The places that are here are amazing. They really are. And it's not about the rich versus the poor. I have no complaints about where I've been in my life and what I've been able to make for a living. But I look at some of these people and how much they are able. I mean, people say, oh, my God, look at that. That's how ostentatious it is. Well, yeah, ostentatious, yeah. But it provides people with jobs. It's not like it just like it's planted there. A lot of people, although I would wonder how many of them were legal versus illegal. And then we get into this whole business about who's being deported and what ICE is taking seriously and yada, yada, yada. I really am going to, I'm beginning to drift away from some of my more fundamental support for what has been done or is being done under this current administration, because I don't like their approach to things like bees. Right? They're going to study that. Okay, so you study it more. We're going to study more the pipeline, and there really wasn't any more study done. It was just kind of like a holding pattern. Okay, now we're going to do it this way. And they aren't. They'll get stalled up in court for a long, long time. A lot of stuff is just going to, the deportations have, although, and the immigration things, there's a lot of that stuff that I agree with, but there's some that I disagree with. And so anyway, I don't want to get lost in all of that stuff, although I'm looking at the charts from Talkers Magazine for this week, Victoria, which is some and substance of what we talk about, the news talk radio groups, and what they're involved in more serious discussions than am I and are we in this program. But every once in a while, we sort of fly into or around some of this stuff.
Well, it's hard not address some
of
these things.
Yeah, it is kind of. Yeah, right. The Patriots Super Bowl win number 10 this week on the countdown. No surprise there. Melissa McCarthy and Christie Brinkley are the Melissa McCarthy thing. I think he's been overplayed. I think that SNL has been overplayed, just in my reality.
See, I think it's been overreacted to by Sean Spicer and Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump was offended for Sean Spicer that a woman played him. There is fundamentally...
There's a lot of overreaction on the other side, too. Like, these people that are being... as an example, one of these ladies that's been deported in Arizona or being detained for being here illegally, has been here since she was 14 years old, had plenty of time to go through the system and get the paperwork and become a legal citizen, but she just hasn't. And that's arrogant, and I think those are the people that ought to get tossed. And maybe the other people who are here illegal will learn a lesson from, instead of protesting, go get your papers and get it done.
Has she tried? No. I did see that headline.
No,
she
has not tried. No. She hasn't.
Well, I mean, I'm the daughter of an immigrant and who did all the right things, and it meant a lot to him to become an American citizen.
Yes.
So that is where that is where I do have a problem with it. And, you know, like you said, there are plenty of ways and methods and paths that people will help you. There's legal aid. There's plenty of things that you can do to try to do the right thing.
And in this circumstance, well, we don't speak the language. You got two kids born in this country who speak English perfectly. Don't give us that baloney. That's a load of... Okay, so anyway.
No, I agree with you on that, Doug. I really do.
Thank you. That's
I know
very
that
nice.
Goes against what all my liberal friends say, but, you know, I'm...
Well, your liberal friends can be wrong as our conservative friends can be wrong. It is
well, you know,
not
it is,
always...
Right, and the thing that I think is wrong is that when people on both sides refuse to even think about compromise, that's what really bugs me the most.
That's where the problems are.
That's what it is.
Politically,
unyielding.
Republicans, Democrats, yeah.
Unyielding.
You're not always right, and you're not always wrong. The Kremlin apology that was demanded of Fox News, I think that's true.
That's funny, yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of funny, right.
Yep.
Let's see here. A lot of Middle Eastern stuff on the countdown this week. The usual attack on those people who are nominees for various positions and who's gotten confirmed and yada, yada, yada. That's all a lot of Donald Trump. So, it's time for us to focus on people in the news, and we will do that in just a matter of moments because there are a couple of really cool stories about who's going to become a dad. Wah, wah, wah. People say that it's annoying when I do that. Do you find when I do wah, 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 that's annoying?
I don't find that you do that often, but now I'm going to keep it on my radar.
Okay. Wah, wah. 13 past the hour on the DJV, the Doug Jen Victoria Experience.
Guys, get her something special at JCPenney's Love Worth Giving Sale. Starting Thursday, get an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Or for 3 hours in-store only, this Saturday, you'll find $20 diamond stud earrings. That's right, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday only. Diamond stud earrings for just $20. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. $2.09 to $2.14. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or newspaper for coupon and details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay. Hey, when you protect your business data with Barracuda, go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at Grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's see what the story is with the dads-to-be department. Apparently, love is working. I was looking at one of my postings that I get every day about love and how choosing love is certainly a great way to get rid of fears and get rid of, if you're really truly in love, get rid of those negative emotions. It's the environment in which all things live well. And so George Clooney, Jennifer, is going to become a dad. What I,
you
know,
believe it. What
I'm
a bunch
funny.
Of nonsense.
Well, yeah, here's
really.
Yeah, and Jen's just mad that he's not with her. That's why.
It's like ridiculous. Like he's been with all these people, and then all of a sudden this one comes along, and then he decides he can change everything. He's going to get pregnant. So typical of men. That is so typical. They all say the same thing. Like divorced guys always say, "I'll never get married again," and then they always do. And then guys who say, "Well, I never wanted to get married," or "I never want to have kids," they always end up changing their mind. It's like the Sex and the City
answer
theory.
Is, I just I just don't want to have kids with you. I don't want to get married
with
you.
And that's that. Yeah, that's what I mean. Remember that episode of Sex and the City when they were talking about available men or like taxi cabs in New York? You know, there are a million that keep flying by, and then the minute the guy turns his light on that he's available, the first girl he picks up is the one that ends up being the mother of his kids. It happens so often.
Well, when I'm a funny linguist. I was just saying, the ladies were saying out there how much they hated something, and I said, hate's a terrible word. And they all said, yeah, but that's the way I feel. Well, there are lots of different things. Word smiths take apart various things. And so with this, the George Clooney headline is, George Clooney to finally be a dad. Where does it say finally? What do you mean finally? What does that mean? So it's overused. Finally. Whose judgment is that? Finally? How many times has he tried? He's never really made. He hasn't been married, so he wasn't trying to be a dad before.
He was married once. He was.
He was?
Yeah. That's why he said he would never get married again.
But why the term finally?
I don't know. Finally. That's just what everyone says.
I know.
Think because 56.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was also the confirmed bachelor, and then everybody's like, oh, well.
Yeah.
And
okay,
at 56,
anyway.
I think people thought, you know, all right, if he really was ever going to change his mind, it would have happened already.
How old is Amal in the Night Visitors?
She's 39.
39, okay. So there's, what, 17 years between the two of them. And she looks like she hasn't had a good hamburger for years.
She's very thin, yeah.
Ugh, what is there about these thin women that people think is attractive? Oy. Anyway, obviously, he's had a change of heart, as you were saying, about having been now married for a couple of years. Now they have a child coming. Actually, two. Looks like twins here, huh?
Yep, twins. Yeah. That means they were doing the IVF?
You know what, Jen? You keep talking about having a premonition of someone being pregnant, and I think
it was her.
All the celebrities. I mean, Beyonce and
twins for Beyonce too, right?
Yeah, and now I don't know if you ever watched The Hills. Whitney Port from that show is pregnant, and Jason Statham and Rosie Huntington-Whiteley. Everyone's having babies this year. So,
all right, I'm not having them, and I'm one of the
Pharrell just had triplets.
Yeah, Pharrell.
That's crazy.
Jason Statham.
Poor Pharrell.
Is going to be his model fiance is Rosie Huntington Whiteley. They're going to have a child later on this year. He's 50, she's 29. They have been together for 5 years, but nobody really knew it. So that's good. I like it when these people keep their relationships secret, quiet, whatever it is. I think that shows that they care about each other.
I think people knew
they don't care about
them. Yeah,
people.
I mean, they're always together on the red carpet, but I think people know they're together, but they're very private about their actual personal life.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, that's nice. He's going to have a baby. He doesn't look like there's a twin factor here. It looks like it's just a one and done or whatever. Is that how many people now who have families or want to have a family think that it's the one and done routine? Have one, you're done. Would you have more than one, once everything is, the dust is all settled, Jennifer? How about you? And maybe Victoria, the same with you.
You're probably because of my age, no. But, I mean, you never know. I mean, now when you get older, you have to do some extreme fertility measures, and sometimes you end up like Pharrell, who has three babies popping out.
Well, right? Megan, you know, my daughter went through all of that, and actually went through it twice. The first time
and
it
she's
was
lucky
three.
She popped out one.
One, yeah. Well, the
right?
first
instead
time
instead of multiples, yeah.
The first time the IV was used, it was there were three eggs that cooked, and so at first it looked like they were going to have triplets, but you know, for whatever the reason, it didn't work, and it didn't last more than a couple of, I think it was about a month maybe, and so then they just tried it again, and there were two that caught, and then one of them didn't, and so now we have Miles, and is the focus of our attention, and what a wonderful accomplishment, and it's like a dream come true for somebody like me, who isn't, I'm not looking for numbers, I'm looking for quality, and this little kid, I'll tell you something, we're going to go later on, as soon as I get out of the air today, I'm going over there, we're going to go to the train park.
Aww.
See the trains and have, he loves those trains, my God, I want to take him for a ride on a train, I think.
It's Travel Town, right?
Yeah, right. Well, there's a picture of us sitting next to the track there on our Facebook page. 21 after the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Three at the hour now. Musical portion of this hour of the program devoted in part to Justin Timberlake, who was interviewed and asked why he left NSYNC. He was a member of that five-person group. They all went their separate ways, didn't they, Jennifer? Who else was in that group? Joey Fatone, wasn't he?
Joey Fatone, who's one I like the best. J.C. Chaffee, Lance Bass, and Chris Kirkpatrick.
How'd they get together? Were they friends in school or something? How'd they all...
They were put together for boy band purposes in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
By that creepy guy, Lou Pearlman. I think
really?
He also did the Backstreet Boys, right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
didn't he put them together, too? I think so.
He did.
Yeah.
Put them together. All right. So
and
anyway,
then they both sued him, and yeah, he was a mess.
Interviewed by the Hollywood... Say it again, Doug. The Hollywood Reporter, he said he was growing out of it. I felt like I cared more about the music than some of the people who were in the group. I felt like I had other music in me. I wanted to make that other music. I needed to follow my heart. So are these people all still friends, or do they not talk to each other anymore? With a line like that.
They're
still
friendly.
Yeah.
They were all at someone's wedding. Maybe they were all at Justin's wedding, mm-hmm. or he went to... Yeah, they're friendly enough.
Really? Apparently, they didn't ever officially announce that they were breaking up, but they went on hiatus and obviously have never gotten back together again. He says in the article in Hollywood Reporter, quote, "We were on a stadium tour. I felt like the whole thing was too big. Started out as a fun snowball fight that was becoming an avalanche." Isn't that an interesting way of putting it? It's an interesting way of putting those words together. So, after the so-called hiatus, he wrote and recorded his first album called Justified, made his solo performance debut at the MTV Video Music Awards in 2002 and never looked back, apparently. He's friends with Jimmy Fallon, and that started, I guess, about that time. Fallon said, "I was hosting by myself for the first time. Justin was performing by himself for the first time, so we bonded. Our dressings were connected, both pacing, trying to calm each other down. You're going to be great. No, you're going to be great. No, you're going to be great." So they've been pals.
That had to be a big, though. That's a big jump for Justin. I mean, to go out there and share the stage with four other people and then say, you know what, you guys aren't focusing enough on the music. Yeah. I want to do more. That's scary.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've seen the exact same thing with Zayn Malik left One Direction, and he's had to, you know, like, he hasn't done a couple big performances that he said he was going to because the anxiety of performing by himself was too much after performing with four other people.
Well, yeah, and you have to learn how to be a front man. It's risky because if you succeed, you're a genius, and if you fail, you're an arrogant jerk who let fame go to his head.
Yeah,
totally true. Yep.
Not a lot of winning there. By the way, I watched both episodes of 24 last night. We wanted to talk to you about that.
Okay.
After a while. Aretha Franklin has announced her retirement. I don't believe it. You really? How many people believe?
I kind of do believe it this time.
Really?
Yeah.
She says that I am retiring. She has reduced the frequency of her performances. I think she says she feels comfortable stepping away from active duty with her legacy intact. Quote, I feel very enriched and satisfied with respect to where my career came from and where it is now. I'll be pretty much satisfied, but I'm not going to go anywhere and just sit down and do nothing. That wouldn't be good either. I think that's what I was thinking about. That it would be,
yeah.
These guys, whether they're women or men that have been on the road or in front of people, Aretha's, what, 84 or something? She's not.
Yeah.
She's plenty long on the tooth. She lost a lot of weight. But she's, you know, you get it in your blood and you want to keep doing it no matter what.
Yeah. Well, she'll keep recording, right?
Yeah.
But I guess concert tours are a lot. Traveling around.
Great Diva Classics came out a couple of years ago with songs by Adele and Gloria Gaynor and Chaka Khan that she covered, which is unusual for her under the circumstances. So you wish her well. I hope she doesn't go away because she's good. 28 past the hour.
Living with yourself. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. My dad was a professor for 40 years. For the first 15 years of his career, he taught literature. The rest of his career, he taught earth sciences. Once, when I was a teenager, I asked him what he liked about studying things like geology. He said, if you're only going to live on one planet for your entire life, don't you think it's a good idea to know about that planet? I thought his answer was awesome. It resonated deeply with me. In fact, I ended up choosing to study psychology because I thought, hey, if I'm only ever going to always live with myself, then I think it's probably a good idea to get to know myself. And I think that could apply for you, too, which is why I make an effort to bring you this podcast every day on emotional management. You will always live with you, so get to know yourself. For more insight along the way, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Star search is over. I found Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. They are the stars of the DJV experience. I just happen to be here occupying time and space and using my mouth and my noggin once in a while to pull them all together with items like good news. A couple of good news items today. If you're into buying stock, you'll notice that the Asian markets today are doing well. And because of the discussion by the president of his tax cuts, basically the Asian market will do a lot of good for the European market, which will then do a lot of good for the American market. So if you've got some stock today, you'll have probably, for the most part, good results, and we'll have actually had a pretty good week, in fact. So there's something good to crow about. Another item of interest that may be considered good by people like me, I'll ask the ladies if they agree. Yesterday, a federal judge blocked the merger of the two biggest health insurance companies in the country, Anthem and Cigna. This would have been a $54 billion deal. But the judge, and I think it's time for these judges to do this sort of thing, the judge publicly said that there's no doubt that this merger would have led to huge price increases because of less competition. Duh. You think so? Let's check out the airlines since there have been all the mergers, or any business where there's been mergers. When they go before the public and say, this is going to be great for everybody. We'll have more service and you'll pay less, which is the biggest lie. Man, those people should have noses 3 feet long. They get away with that kind of stuff. So this is sort of part and part. I have been off and on today and yesterday talking about some of the things that I don't like that are going on, like the pipeline and the fact that the bees are not being protected, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But for, now I don't know, this is not an administrative thing, this is a judicial thing. But there have been some questions about some of these big mergers that have been put forth. But I don't know yet about the Dow, DuPont merger, and Bayer and Monsanto. Those things are also, things would be just plain bad. So we'll see where all that stuff floats up. But do you think the average person really pays attention to this stuff, really? I mean, your friends, Jennifer, Victoria, do you talk about any of these things? They all know you're on the radio. They all know you're in opinion-based business on radio shows that talk about the issues of the day and then are pretty opinion-oriented. Do you have conversations about stuff like this, really, with your friends?
I think now that people know that now that they know I'm in this business, although I've been in this business for a while, but I think a lot of times people go, what do you think about this? Because they think I study it just a little more than average. But for the most part, no, not a lot of people talk about it, I don't think. I mean, every once in a while I'll get, hey, have you heard about this going on? What do you think this means? And, you know, but that's kind of rare, I think.
Yeah. Amongst my friends, we don't really talk. We never have really talked much about my job any more than we talk about their job. But within my family, we definitely talk about stuff like this. And you know, my parents are very news oriented. It's pretty much, I accuse them of never watching anything except nature shows and the news. So they're super exciting to be around. Oh yeah. But yeah, I mean, this is certainly the dialogue has increased about things like this, and especially with Obamacare. I mean, everyone I know, not everyone, but most of my friends are on Obamacare or have been on it at some point. So that is a very big issue.
All right, so here's something you probably will not hear discussed on too many other radio programs because it isn't something that people wanted to hear. But Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Alveda King, went public yesterday accusing Senator Elizabeth Warren of playing the race card when she attempted on the Senate floor, I think it was it Tuesday or Wednesday?
It was Tuesday, right?
To read that letter that was written by Martin Luther King's wife, Coretta Scott King, in order to make her case against Jeff Sessions. She said, Ms. King said, it was almost like a bait and switch, stir up the emotions in the name of King, and my name is King, and I don't want people's emotions to be stirred up. I don't want to play the race card. I don't like it when this is done, as Elizabeth Warren was trying to do. But interestingly enough, Alveda King was a supporter of Donald Trump's for president, and apparently is like the outcast of Poker Flats when it comes to the rest of her family.
You know, it's such an interesting debate. I got into, some battle scars still. But yesterday, I actually do another, well, actually I do two other shows. I like to collect them. And on my later morning show, I tend to do a lot more politics than we do here.
Yes, right.
And we started talking about this issue where Elizabeth Warren was standing on the floor of the Senate and she was reprimanded by Mitch McConnell or at the word of Mitch McConnell because she was calling Jeff Sessions a racist. And there's a rule in the Senate that you're not supposed to disparage your co-worker. Yeah, you can't call names.
Right.
And so we got into this debate, and my co-host is very different than me, is politically. And, it has become such a thing for me when people use the word bigot or racist to throw at people without evidence.
Right.
And And the reason it drives me nuts is because when you, because there are real racists out there, and there
Absolutely.
Are people who are bigoted.
Plenty
and
of
when
them,
you
white
use
and black.
The word, when you're ticked off on at someone on social media, or when you use the word just because you don't like someone, instead of being able to articulate why you're having this issue, it takes away the power from the people who are actually really a racist or a bigot. Or here's one of my personal favorites. When somebody doesn't agree with you, they call you Hitler. Hitler was a really bad dude, and by using his name every 5 seconds, you're taking away the power of what he actually did
to
a huge group of people.
Right.
And this drives me nuts. And so we got into this really hot debate, and my co-host was pressuring me, saying, well, you think the Democrats are racist? And I said, I'm not using that word. I do not absolutely think that. I would never call a group of people anything like that. And
Don't
it was
put words in my mouth, please.
Right. It's a very, that to me, that is one of the most overused words, and people are better and smarter than that. And I think instead of just throwing these threats
Some
around
people
calling
are.
People racist, better than that. Yeah. Be better than that. Mm-hmm. So That's, crazy.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. All right, speaking of crazy, let's get to Biff and Biff and the sports news now. 20 minutes before the hour, this continuing focus on these former football players and the football program at these various colleges, Baylor University front and center again this week because a lawsuit was filed against Baylor by a former student, a former woman, who alleges the football program fostered a culture in which drinking and drugs were provided to those people they wanted to recruit to the campus. The coaches encouraged female students to have sex with recruits and players. This is so... this
well, the school looks better with
protesting.
Your beer goggles on. Wow.
Now, this is just... Oh, I almost used the F word. This is so...
Yeah.
This is just... All right, I'm not.
They now, I think throughout this investigation, they've overturned 52 acts of rape and sexual assault as part of this little program. They call it the Hostess Program.
5 gang rapes. 31 Baylor football players in the last few years have been involved in this stuff. The firing of the former football coach and the athletic director, and the demotion of the president. Remember Ken Starr, who was the guy that went after Bill Clinton? He's the one that was president, and he got booted, as well he ought to have.
Yeah, and their football team strength coach was just busted in a prostitution sting. So they're all...
Wonderful. Now, why would anybody go to Baylor? Why would you support this stuff at all?
You know, I don't know. It defies logic to me, but this is just that football
culture in Texas. Right, it is. Yep. Good old boys. All right, let's see. Who's got the story about Chino Hills, the high school where LaMelo Ball is the star? This is a pretty interesting and impressive story for a kid who's, what, a senior? Is he a senior in high school or a junior in high school, this kid?
I don't know. I don't think he's a senior. I think he might be a junior.
Yeah. Chino Hills, Cal. Where's Chino Hills? Isn't that out? Like,
that's
Woodland
nearby. Park? I was going to say, it's sort of my neck of the woods. It's probably about 45 minutes from me towards, it's actually 118? Inland Empire.
Oh, no, it's down that way. The other way.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right. All right, anyway, so this has, all of this really good work by this youngster has impressed Steph Curry. Apparently, on Tuesday night, his team was playing against Los Osos, and they won 146-123. What high school game has numbers like that? Most of the high school games I can remember, when my son was playing, it was 46-39.
Right.
But what,
wasn't this kid
80 something?
Right. But isn't this kid responsible for the bulk of that?
Apparently.
I mean, he's been going viral.
Shot 30 for 39.
Jeez.
He made 7 three-pointers, 11 free throws in the game. He'll have a great. Not only a great
don't
season,
don't they
have
a mercy rule?
At what point do you pull him back? The game
wasn't
still pretty, really
this
close.
Kid, 146
to 123.
This kid's older brother plays for UCLA, and he apparently, I guess he just knew from a very young age he wanted to play basketball for UCLA, so he's been committed to them since he was 13.
God love him.
It's incredible.
See, this is the reason that I bring this up. In the entrails of the Baylor story, is that this kid deserves the attention that he's getting versus these other thugs who think they're hot stuff because they're on the Baylor football team, somebody ought to really put them in their place.
Well, why aren't they in jail?
That's a very good question. Thank you.
Kara and I were talking about this yesterday. I mean, that this is, yeah, you can fire everybody at the university, but these are the guys who committed these acts of rape. Right. Why are they not in jail?
Yep. That's the question. And if you support things like that, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Oh. Anybody who thinks that stuff is cool, please turn the radio to another station. It doesn't work here. You're not among friends if you're in support or you think we're off base when it comes to talking about that, because we're not. And we don't approve of people, frankly, who are in that of that mindset. 45 after the hour. Here's something that we all approve of. And this is it, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. Your time is up. You got today to get to the folks at Sherry's Berries to help you find the perfect gift for him or her, because Valentine's Day is Tuesday, and if you don't get at this over the weekend, Monday will be too late to get it delivered in time. So if you've still not done anything about Valentine's Day on Tuesday, good God, where are you? Don't wait till Monday. You won't have any luck with Sherry's Berries, and you heard us all talking about how great they are.
Yeah, that would be a huge loss.
Yeah. Now you can go look at the pictures on any of our various social media. See the pictures, get yummy. These freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, $19.99 plus shipping. You can double the berries for $10 more, but you need to do it now and use this code to take advantage of the deal. Go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, and click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in D-J-V. And order the strawberries. $19.99 plus 10 bucks gives you another dozen of these. Or look at any number of other great things. There are flowers that are there, and there are, pretzels.
Oh,
yeah. Because it's gone all through the whole
thing.
Find all of this stuff.
Fudge-covered Oreos.
Yeah.
That are decorated for Valentine's Day.
They have cheesecake. Oh, they have all kinds of yummy-looking stuff. Mm.
Sherry's Berries will deliver your gift fresh and on time, guaranteed your money back, but you got to get at it now. So don't wait any longer. You've heard us talking about this stuff for 2 weeks plus, and we've all gotten them. We've had a few of them on the air, much to the chagrin of people listening who don't want to listen to me chewing on whatever it is that I'm eating. But come on. There's not anything. There's the old way and there's the new way. And this is the new way. It's time to surprise somebody with something different. Flowers are neat, yep, but that's sort of the same old, same old. This is unique. These Sherry's Berries are unique. So spoil your sweetheart, and who knows what will happen at the other end of the reception. Right? You get my drift? Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and get the deal by typing in D-J-V.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly, and I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Guys, get her something special at JCPenney's Love Worth Giving Sale. Starting Thursday, get an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more with a coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Or for 3 hours in-store only, this Saturday, you'll find $20 diamond stud earrings. That's right, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday only. Diamond stud earrings for just $20. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. $2.09 to $2.14. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or newspaper for coupon and details.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Time now at 55 past the hour for Tech Talk and our overview of the top five items from the world of technology for this week and how they will impact and affect you. Here to bring us up to date is Victoria Keelan, who starts with the number five item as we go toward number one. And Google is in the number five position, Victoria.
It is, and it's in the number five position for kind of a humorous reason, which is not normally why we talk about Google, but during last week's Super Bowl, one of the most prevalent ads was the Google Home ad. And Google Home is the little device similar to Amazon's Alexa, and it's an interactive voice command system that controls your lights and your heating, and it can work with your Nest, which is your thermostat, and it can control your music and TV and everything. And so all you have to do to activate your Google Home is to say, "Okay, Google." And so it was an entire 60-second commercial of people saying, "Okay, Google, turn my lights on. Okay, Google, turn up the volume on my TV." And apparently this was actually happening in houses that already have Google Home. And people were complaining. They were online. They couldn't figure it out. They couldn't turn the lights off in the hallway that had been turned on by the TV commercial. So it ended up being sort of a funny viral thing. Of course, no one was harmed, and there was nothing, you know, no permanent damage or anything, but it was very funny that people took to Twitter and Facebook to share their disaster stories from the Super Bowl.
All right, number four, a focus on driverless cars, anathema to most, and not necessarily for this reason.
You know, this is exactly, Doug, this is a reason that we have not thought about driverless cars in terms of being a negative, and it's potholes. And we know you can drive in any state across the country and you're going to hit potholes. And driverless cars are running into this problem, no pun intended, because they're not designed to swerve out of their lane. So they hit potholes, and people who have Teslas and other driverless cars, well, not fully driverless, but when you're in driverless mode, which is sort of what a lot of people have at this point, when it doesn't swerve out of the lane and it hits the potholes, they're ending up back in the shop with alignment issues. And so now there are several companies who are trying to design software. Mercedes has installed miniature cameras on the front of those cars so that they can detect the potholes. But going at 75 miles per hour, let's say, if you're on an interstate highway, how are you? Yeah, I don't know. So there's a lot that they still need to work on. But that is definitely something that people are learning is a downside to driverless vehicles.
Not a good thing. Okay. Number three this week in our countdown to number one is another item that's not too cool.
No, not at all. And this came as a big surprise. This is about Vizio and their smart TVs. Vizio, I believe, is the most popular smart TV brand in America. If I know they're in the top three. I believe they're the number one. And they're, of course, owned by and sold at Costco. They're sold everywhere now, but they started out as Costco's house TV brand. And so they were very affordable. They're a great product. And a lot of people love them. And it turns out that your smart TV was spying on you if you bought one anytime after February of 2014. And a complaint filed earlier this week with the Federal Trade Commission said that the smart TVs used software that spied on their owners' viewing habits without their permission. And of course, it was then reported to third parties. Now, they didn't necessarily report when the TV was on and off and things like that. Like, there was no personal data that was shared, but all of the viewing habits were. So, like, what TV shows were watched, things like that. So this new Vizio obviously knew they were in the wrong. They have already settled this case for $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. So they have agreed to delete all the data that they collected.
Smoke.
Right. So they said they'll delete all the data collected before March of 2016, but, you know, what happened after that?
All right.
We'll find out.
Next on the countdown, top five tech stories of the week, focus on Intel, which we really don't talk about too much.
No, and you know, in Intel, I believe it's even their slogan, they're in everything, and they are. Right. So it is weird that we don't talk about them. However, this week they announced that they're going to invest $7 billion to complete that Arizona plant that they had started years ago, and it's been under construction for a while and has been on hold since 2014. So now they're going to kick-started again, and it'll employ 3,000 people, which is great.
All right, number one item sort of gives new meaning to the term social media, if you get my drift.
Okay.
Don't you think? I mean, the family leave stuff, that's a social improvement.
Absolutely. Well, Facebook had a very big announcement this week. The COO, Sheryl Sandberg, announced that the company is giving all of its employees 6 weeks of family leave to care for ailing family members. And it's not just paternity and maternity leave. They're now recognizing that people have other emergencies in their life, and Facebook wants to step up and make sure their employees are covered.
There you go. Good news for them. And maybe if you're one of them, it's even better news. That's what we like. Good news here. The time is 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.